Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a big event that's coming up this weekend from the Friends of the Towers Point, Gary Bushman's here. How are you, Gary?
I'm well.
Glad to have you on the program. Oh, this weekend already, it's Towers Point Celebration Days, isn't it?
Oh, yep. We're all wired up for it.
I'll bet you are. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the list of events here, and you know what? The same magic you guys do every year for this event.
Yes, we try to be fairly consistent, but we throw some changes in.
Yeah.
We've got Mary Henry is going to wander back in time throughout the camp. She's not going to be in the entertainment tent. She'll be wandering amongst the displayers and exhibitors and...
Oh, really?
Now,
what does she do?
She'll be playing old-time music on flute and other instruments.
Oh, all right. Well, what a neat idea. Kind of a wandering minstrel kind of thing then, right?
There you got it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, she's doing that. What else is going on? We'll start with this Saturday, June 13th.
Well, the Fishing Derby opens us up at 10:30. Mm-hmm. The flag raising, of course, is at 10. But if you're 12 or under, it's a free event. I think they supply the fishing poles and bait.
Ah.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh,
bring your own bait, but if you need a pole, we'll get you
They'll
one.
They'll have one, yeah. All right, that starts at 10:30.
Yep, and then we'll have, not when people are making music or anything, but we'll have some people shooting cannons off. We'll have some gunfire from guys that have Civil War or else Michigan Militia 1822 weapons.
Okay.
That'll be going on. And about twice a day, it's listed pretty much there at, in the morning and afternoon. And, of course, our perennial Mr. Dennis Magic Show at 12 o'clock noon.
He's great. He's a gem for this area, isn't he?
He really is. Yeah. He's a treasure.
Yeah.
And he's still popular. He still does a great job. The kids love it. And they'll come back Saturday and Sunday to watch the same show.
You're right. They will. I know. Yeah. Why not? All right, then what do we got going on in the afternoon?
Okay, we'll have more gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Rifle River Strings comes on at 1:30 and all the shooting ends for about an hour.
Yeah.
We got the fire truck will be coming from the East Towers Fire Department.
Okay.
They will either have the fire truck simulator or some other activity.
Oh, okay.
And the way he told me, if it's operating, it'll be there. So...
All right.
And, of course, that is if there's no fire.
You go. Exactly. If they got to be called away, you expect them to be doing their job. Yeah. So, yes.
And that has happened.
I bet it has, over the course of the years. Why? Yeah, I would imagine so. All right, that pretty much takes care of Saturday, other than some more shooting, right?
Yep, we got that too. One of the things that is kind of interesting is they get kids out there to take them through the process of loading and packing it into the thing,
no
and
kidding.
Get them involved in it, and actually fire the cannon themselves.
Oh, I love that. Real hands-on kind of a history lesson there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And it makes an impact. They might not remember everything you say,
sure,
but they will remember what they do.
What they do. You're right. Well, then you got another whole day on Sunday. What's happening Sunday?
Pretty much the same thing as far as the major events.
Right.
But both days, if you look at our schedule events on the right hand, ongoing activities.
You bet.
We have some people that were here last year and some that weren't. It will have a lathe. A guy will be making little tops, I think, or things. You never know exactly what he's going to do. Right on a lathe, the kids can watch it being done.
Wow.
And he's does a real good job.
All right.
We'll have other types of people doing traditional craft. My wife will be doing hardanger. I think we'll bobbin lace. I'll be doing a little bit of lapidary as far as rocks, and I think Steve Stoneart will be there with Petoskey stones.
Mm, okay.
And so he's real popular as far as, he's probably one of the best I've ever seen.
All right.
And if you got a mystery rock, bring it along. I'll help identify it for you.
Okay.
And a lot of the stuff that we've been doing for years that a lot of people just really are interested in.
Yeah.
It's amazing how popular the apple peeler still is.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that too. And, you know, it's such a basic thing, but yet it amazes people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there were so many.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But that's just one of many things. Yeah, some of those hands-on activities are always a lot of fun too.
Yep, we try to keep them busy. I think we'll probably in the hour and a half hour do a clothes washing demonstration.
That's a good way to get your laundry done, right? Is that what the...
Yeah, actually, that has been done. There's a couple rendezvous Sunday. They needed some things washed up.
There you go.
And do it in the morning so it'll dry by afternoon. And we've got a really good blacksmith that shows up. If someone is... Take a look at the skill he has. He does leaves out of iron. I mean, it looks like the Leaf, only in iron.
No,
I mean,
kidding.
He's really good.
Wow, okay. That's worth the price of admission right there.
Oh, I buy something every year, but yeah. That's just me.
Okay. Oh, and he's got stuff for sale then. Now the things he makes are available. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Online, too.
All right.
And to order.
No kidding. So he'll make stuff to order. Wow, all right. Well, yeah. Visit him when you head on out there, for sure.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
And we have we're kind of featuring the Rendezvous. What is a Rendezvous? And it's I've kind of understated it. This is a family event, you know.
Yeah.
And so, but it was ostensibly Rendezvous were created so they could sell their furs and buy supplies.
Okay.
Well, you could walk in single and walk out married at Rendezvous. There's all sorts. You could have several children as well.
No so kidding. Oh, man.
It was quite an interesting type of lifestyle. But it was just ask the Rendezvous. They'll tell you the types of things that went on.
I was going to say, yeah, because we've heard that term, and I know we've had you on in the past to talk about that you'll have a Rendezvous, and people just go, okay. But it's good to know what that is, and if you're not sure, yeah, ask them. That's what they're there for, right? To ask questions and learn about what these things are.
They sure are, and they look forward to it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they like to share their knowledge, for sure. And then Lighthouse Tours are going on both days also, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
$2 gets you in, and it's still beautiful up the top.
It is.
Your camera. You really need to take your camera for that.
Exactly. All right. Well, what else haven't we hit? We got so much stuff here. Is there anything else we need to hit?
Well, we're going to have a Civil War cannon.
Okay.
The 1st Michigan 3rd Battery Light Artillery Civil War cannon will be here again.
Yep.
And the Living History. And they can have anything from the 1822 Michigan Militia to Civil War to World War I and World War II.
Wow.
Depends upon who shows up.
That's right. So you could have any part of that history in there from our great past.
Indeed.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to see the weaponry, the progression of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I love coming to those. That's for sure. It's always a highlight for me when I come out there.
And we'll have the perennials. We're going to have the lumberjack nickels. We're going to have candle dipping. And what else? Face painting by the Taos Bay artist. That's always popular.
Yeah, it is. Kids love that. Yeah. Kids of all ages, maybe.
Not me.
There you go. All right. All right, man. Oh, man. You're going to need both days to get through everything, it sounds like, Gary.
It'll take you a full day. If you want to sit down and everybody get a candle, if you try to rush it, there's a whole lot of stuff.
You're right.
Literally 2 hours just doesn't cut it.
You're right. That's for sure. Well, you got a great brochure out. Is there information online, or is it through the Chamber of Commerce? Where would they get information about what's going to be happening these 2 days?
Yeah, if they go to the Chamber, we have our brochures there. And most of the businesses in East Taos, if you look on the back of who advertises within Taos City, East Taos and Baldwin Township, those businesses all have schedules of events.
That's right. Hey, and if you pick up that brochure also, you'll find the full list of festivals events. You guys really have gone through and puts a lot of information on this.
Yeah, we're going to put more on next year because I see I have some more room at the top and at the bottom.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to expand that page as much as we can to try to help other people and other organizations.
Sure.
We've got the Chamber and the Historical Museum listed on there as well.
Yeah.
So anything we can do to help.
You betcha. Well, it's Taos Point Celebration Days. It's a whole weekend of family fun, Saturday and Sunday, June 13th and 14th, and it is sponsored by the Friends of Taos Point. And Gary Bushman, Gary, always a pleasure to have you in, and we'll look forward to seeing you this weekend, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.